الحديث التاسع والعشرون عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله، أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني عن النار. قال: لقد سألت عن عظيم، وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله تعالى عليه: تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا، وتقيم الصلاة، وتؤتي الزكاة، وتصوم رمضان، وتحج البيت. ثم قال: ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير؟ الصوم جنة، والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار، وصلاة الرجل في جوف الليل. ثم تلا: تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع، حتى بلغ يعلمون. ثم قال: ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه؟ قلت: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: رأس الأمر الإسلام، وعموده الصلاة، وذروة سنامه الجهاد. ثم قال: ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله؟ قلت: بلى يا رسول الله. فأخذ بلسانه وقال: كف عليك هذا. قلت: يا نبي الله، وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به. فقال: ثكلتك أمك، وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم أو قال على مناخرهم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم؟ رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن صحيح.
حديث 29 From Mu'adh bin Jabal رضي الله عنه who said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of a deed which will bring me into the garden and keep me away from the fire. He said, You have asked about a great matter, yet it is indeed an easy matter for him to whom Allah Most High makes it easy. It is that you worship Allah without associating anything with him, that you perform the salat, give the zakat, fast during Ramadan, and go on pilgrimage to the house. Then he said, Shall I not guide you to the gates of goodness? Fasting is a protection. Sadaqah quenches wrong actions as water quenches fire. And a man's prayer in the middle of the night. Then he recited, They forsake their beds until he reached the words they have been doing. Quran, Surah 32, verses 16 and 17. Then he said, Shall I not inform you about the head and the pillar of the matter and the top of its hump? I answered, Surely, O Messenger of Allah. He then said, The head of the matter is Islam, and the pillar is the prayers, and the top of its hump is jihad. Then he said, And shall I not inform you of the controlling of all that? I answered, Surely, O Messenger of Allah. So he took hold of his tongue and said, Restrain this. I answered, O Prophet of Allah, we indeed are blameworthy for all we speak with it. He said, May your mother be bereft of you. Will anything but the harvests of their tongues overthrow men in hell on their faces? Or, he said, on their nostrils. Al-Tirmidhi relates it, saying it is an excellent sound hadith.